Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Kate Sprecher. Joining us today is Jeannie Running, Director of the Family Resource Center, here to talk about a training the center will be conducting in Stuart tonight. So Jeannie, just tell us a little bit about Family Resource Center and specifically about this class that's going to be facilitated here in Stuart.
Family Resource Center has been around for about 30 years now, actually more than 30 years, and we do a lot of programs for families and children, a lot of prevention programs. We have the Crisis Child Care Program that covers Guthrie County as well as the Parent Time Out, and we also have waiver programs that cover children and dependent adults with services. We started offering the Stewards of Children training a few years ago, and basically it's a program that's research-based, and it teaches adults how to prevent, recognize, and react responsibly to child sexual abuse. And so if we feel like if we can empower adults to protect children, then our children are safer. And so that's our main focus with all our programs is to protect children and dependent adults. We are having a training on Tuesday, April 4th from 6:30 to 8:30 at our Family Resource Center office down in Stuart, located at 608 South Division Street. And so to register, you can call the Family Resource Center, 792-6440, extension 200, and actually it's 712. So the participants will receive a certificate for 2 hours of training after they attend the training, and with information. They'll understand the facts related to child abuse, identify types of situations in which child sexual abuse might occur, just simple, effective strategies for protecting children from sexual abuse.
This has been a proven method of the more people that we can educate, the more advocates we have for children. Is that the idea?
Correct, yeah. Correct, and really, running. I mean, everybody has exposure to children, whether it's a neighbor or as a parent or in school, in the school system or wherever. I mean, people do always have exposure to children. So if they can protect them and have a little bit more information, actually, in April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, so perfect time to have a training.
How often do you do these sorts of things?
The trainings we have, we try to do one in each county every year. For sure, depending on funding. And so that's our goal. And sometimes if we have more funding, we can do more trainings. And we're actually funded through Partnerships for Protecting Children Community Decategorization Project. So that's our funding source.
Jeannie, I actually noticed in some of the material that I got that you were specifically asking about or targeting community groups, faith organizations, mm-hmm. and other just groups that commonly work with children. Why do you have that focus?
Because we feel like they have exposure to children. I mean, and they have the opportunities to be able to see things that are happening and maybe speak out and just protect our children.
We're focused on abuse everywhere that might even be occurring in the home and isn't visible to people outside except when they have exposure to the children in these sorts of groups.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. And so we feel it's important that the more adults we can train, on this, the more awareness there is out there and the more protection the children will have.
Have you worked schools on this as well?
We have made efforts to work with schools. They have so many restrictions on what they have to offer as trainings that it's one more thing for them to do. I know years ago they were and still working on it, I think, at a state level of trying to get sexual abuse prevention training in the schools, in every school, and that would be awesome because the children are there, 8 hours a day or whatever. So there's lots of potential for identifying and help children. So we're always working on trying to do that.
One more broad question. What are some of the other things that Family Resource Center really focuses on?
Well, we focus on the whole family. And so, like I said, some of our projects that we cover in Guthrie County are the Crisis Child Care Program, which offers families up to 72 hours of care when they run into a crisis in their lives. It's a voluntary placement on the parents' part, and we have child care providers who will take the children. Sometimes there's a hospitalization of one of the children and no place else for the other children, so that's one of the programs we offer. And then the Parent Time Out is more designed to give parents a break so they can maybe go to the grocery store on their own without their children or just have time for themselves so they can kind of re-energize to care for children. So, and then we have the waiver program, which offers some respite services to families with children with special needs. And so that's a waiver through the state, but we do cover Guthrie with that. And we actually cover 21 counties with that program and serve over 300 participants or clients with our special care program.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Director Jeannie Running for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.